First stage. The first stage starts at the San Pietro di Castello Church and ends on Fondamenta Sant'Anna with a visit to the first craftsman, Kiru Makata. This stage takes approximately 1 hour. You can reach the starting point, the San Pietro di Castello Church, by using the public water bus transport served by two lines, 4.1 and 2 and 5.1 and 2. From the landing stage, you already notice on your right-hand side the high walls of the Arsenale Nord, that is the northern part of the old shipyard. And you also notice a huge gate called Porta Nova. Walk along the short Fondamenta Olivolo, then past the Campeo dei Pomeri. Pomero is a Venetian word for an apple tree. So we know that there were apple trees growing in this area. You pass by some plaques reminding you that that area was belonging to the Scuola Grande della Misericordia, which owned some apartments here, which would be rented to members of the Scuola Grande who had no financial means. And then you see on your left-hand side a very long bridge named Quinta Valle, spanning the wide San Pietro Canal. This area is particularly enjoyable for the lovely views on the surrounding area. Quite remarkable on our way is the bell tower belonging to the church, built in the 1480s and whose base is partially sunk. Walking on, you will reach the former Palazzo Patriarcale, that is the residence of the Patriarchs of Venice, nowadays turned into public buildings, residential area, after the suppression of religious orders ordered by Napoleon. The square, named in Venice Campo, is dominated by the impressive facade designed by Andrea Palladio. The former Cathedral of Venice houses the body of a first patriarch, San Lorenzo Giustiniani, named in 1451, and is dominated also by the huge high altar designed by Baldassare Longhena in Baroque times. During the opening times of the Biennale, you can access the area called Giardino delle Vergini, or the Garden of the Virgins, by crossing the San Pietro Bridge. On you walk onto the Saizada Stretta to cross Campo Ruga, where two Baroque palaces are rather remarkable, and then follow on to Calle Riello to reach Calle San Gioacchino, where the former hospital of Saint Peter and Paul stood. It was one of the, if not the very first hospital founded in the city. Nowadays, this has been turned into a primary school. Have a look, if you like, at the internal cloister and at the beautiful bas-relief on the portal, and then walk back to Calle San Gioacchino, which then becomes Fondamenta Sant'Anna, and that's where this stage ends with a visit to the first craftsman.